some of the problems that we're looking at, it's really all about looking at the requirements for a personal air transport system. And we think, MyCopter-wise, we're looking at a sort of 20 to 30-year time frame, really.
Right. So, you know, in 30 years, this thing might be available. What will it look like? Tell us about it.
Well, one of the things we're not doing is trying to come up with a final design. So although we may end up having pictures of concepts, they will just be that, they'll be concepts. What we're looking at is it's also the socio and economic problem. Things like how will the public react to such systems flying over their heads and so on.
I mean, let's talk a bit, you know, let's take a flight of fancy, if you pardon the pun, Mike. You know, let's just try and imagine this. I mean, are we literally talking about people, you know, commuting and having one of these on the path and, you know, maybe going into work, Jetson style with it?
Yeah, so as part of the project, we have started to map out those sorts of scenarios, and that's you've hit on the exact one that is our primary focus at the moment, which is the daily commute. We anticipate that yes, you would get into your vehicle and depart from your drive.
Wow.
But whether you would own that vehicle or whether it would come to you to pick you up is still a matter for debate at the moment.
Ah, so there might be a sort of MyCopter bus.
Probably a taxi is probably closer to the mark, but yes, that sort of thing. But what I suppose one of the things we're looking at is the trade-off between sitting in traffic on the M62 for an hour as opposed to being in flight for 15, 20 minutes sort of thing.
And what sorts of heights would they get to, these things?
Again, that's still really up for debate. We are working on the assumption that they would be somewhere in the region of 1,000 to 1,500 feet above the ground, although clearly they would have to be stay clear of the ground. So that would be above ground level.
Yeah. And obviously there's the huge implication in terms of air traffic control, isn't there? And you know, just the management of all that. Clearly it sounds ripe for accidents, really, doesn't it?
Well, we would anticipate that one of the technical requirements that would have to be solved is both integration with the current air transport system, but also there'd be a high degree of automation on that vehicle to avoid that sort of nightmare scenario of mid-air collisions and so on.
So there'd be really high-tech collision detection, would there?
Absolutely, yeah.
Right. So this is getting closer, isn't it? I mean, I remember Tomorrow's World talking about this, and I thought it was never going to happen, but we are getting there.
We are getting there. It's based around vertical lift technology. So we don't anticipate that it will be a helicopter as we would understand helicopter, but it will certainly have some kind of rotary wings to provide vertical lift. So when we talk about taking off from the drive, you would go up from your drive and then out to work.
And what would you say to people, Mike, who do say that we should be really investing in existing technology, building more roads maybe, or making more environmentally friendly cars and more efficient cars to solve this problem rather than looking to the skies?
I mean, I think that those are part of those technologies are indeed part of the solution. I guess where we were coming from is that we have a third dimension, and we in the UK on the northwest have a long tradition of innovation in the aerospace industry. And if we are to compete in what is a global industry, to be able to look at these high technology projects, which will create the high value jobs of the future, then we need to be involved and to fund this kind of research now.
Mm-hmm. It must be quite exciting to work on this sort of thing. It's not a regular 9-to-5, is it, Mike?
It's not. I mean, if I can put it like this, my wife just terms it that I go to work and tinker with aeroplanes, but mostly has no interest in my job whatsoever. This project is the one thing that she is actively interested in and asked me about. So yes, it's an exciting project to be involved in.
It's passed that test. It must be good.
Yeah.
Mike, good to talk to you. Thanks for being on.
Okay, thank you very much.